Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. Jeff Searcy here. Welcome to the month of June and to this edition of Servant Warrior Radio. It is so great to have you guys with us this week. We're still on the road. We're still heading down God's highway of blessings as we continue the Life is a Highway series. And if you have missed the last couple of shows, then I encourage you to go to servantwarriorradio.com. You can download the last, four, five, even six episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. As a matter of fact, you can have a Servant Warrior Radio marathon. I encourage you to do that every week, and I'm going to continue to encourage you to have a servantwarriorradio.com marathon, because I think it would be a great thing. But we are talking about life and how life parallels a road trip, and the fact that if we want to experience everything that God has in store for us, we've got to get out of the house. We've got to leave our safety places. We've got to leave our man caves and hit the road. You know, if you want to experience what it's like to walk on the water, you got to get out of the boat. And if we are to heed the Great Commission to go and make disciples of all nations, we got to get out of the house. So during this series, we've talked about what happens on the road. We've talked about all types of different things that occur while we're on the road. We've talked about detours and forks that pop up when you think everything is going great and just kind of cruising along, and all of a sudden a detour pops up or a fork in the road. And those things that require us to make a directional decision. Sometimes we move toward God, sometimes we go away from God. But again, we talked about detours and forks. We talked about divinely facilitated opportunities and those circumstances, those things that happen while we're on the road that doesn't look really good on the onset, but turn out to be something really awesome. As long as we can look past those circumstances that are somewhat inconvenient, because God usually has something great on the other side. And last week was an incredibly powerful show, and the subject was life taken, life changed. And I encourage you to go and listen to last week's show. It was very powerful, and I just want to thank you for the chance to share that on the radio. But so anyway, go servantwarriorradio.com. You can download the last episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. Periodically, there's a segment on the show that I call Warrior Recommended. It's a recommendation of something that God has introduced me to. It could be a movie, it could be a book, it could be a person, it could be anything. This week, it's a band. You know me, you know I love music, and I got introduced to a band called Seventh Time Down. I'm a Twitter guy. I love to send out tweets. You can follow me at Jeff Searcy, but every once in a while, you can look and see, and they'll make recommendations of who to follow, and given the fact that I'm always talking about music in some way or another, it will make recommendations on who to follow, and Seventh Time Down was one of the bands that Twitter recommended me follow. So I went and checked them out and started listening to their music. And I can tell you, man, I was blown away. Every once in a while, you find a diamond in the rough and a jewel when you're going and checking these bands out, and they are absolutely it. Say that they're a cross between Metallica without the thrash, Driving and Crying without Kevin Kenny's nasal voice. They're just an unbelievably talented and awesome band. Mikey Howard, the lead singer, has a powerful voice and just really, really brings it. These guys are from Kentucky. The CD that they've got out now is Alive in You. And I've already turned my boys on to it. They love it. It's what's playing in my car right now. There are a few, all the songs on there are really good, and they're, the style just runs the gamut, but they really, it's driving and powerful, and they're really proclaiming the message in an awesome, awesome way. But some of the songs on there that I'm recommending: Jesus Machine, which I listen to over and over and over again, Alive in You, the title track, What About Tonight, and at the very top of the list is Love Parade. As a matter of fact, Love Parade is finding its way into my top 10 favorite songs of all time, and that's saying something. So you can go to servantwarriorradio.com. On the website, there is a link to Seventh Time Down, their website, as well as a video for the title track, Alive in You. go check these guys out on iTunes. Read their bio. You'll be so encouraged to know that there are guys out there proclaiming the message and really challenging people to be more like Christ. And they're doing it through the talent that God gives them. And it's just so awesome to see and to hear. But you are going to love the music. So you got to go check these guys out. Hey, listen, we need to take a break in these 60 seconds. But when we come back, it is the month of June. And you know what happens in June? Father's Day, and Servant Warrior Radio has got a great initiative, and it's going to give you the opportunity to reach out to Dad wherever he is and let him know how much you care for him and how much you appreciate him. But we'll be back in 60. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
Your love's inside of me, spinning my soul from my head to my feet. I feel it in my bones, grabbing my soul, I'm losing control. There's nothing I won't do.
I'll run to you.
There's nothing I won't do.
This is Jeff Searcy, founder of Servant Warrior Ministries and host of Servant Warrior Radio. Guys, every day we are in a war, not against people, but against evil. It's time for us to step up, put on the full armor of God, take our place on the wall, and get ready for the battle of our lives, for our lives, and for the lives entrusted to us, our friends, our families, each other. It's time to put on the battle gear. It's time to armor up. Join us. Go to servantwarriorministries.org.
World is gonna know it, we'll rock it like you're never gonna see us again. Come on over. Come on over. We are the heart of the Jesus machine. I hope you know what that means. So get on.
We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. That was Seventh Time Down and Jesus Machine. Man, I love that song. You know, Seventh Time Down is the most recent recipient of the distinctive honor of being named Warrior Recommended. You can go to the Servant Warrior Radio website. You can link up with the band with Seventh Time Down. You can link up with their video for their title track of their CD, Alive in You. All those links are at servantwarriorradio.com. So go to servantwarriorradio.com. You can link up with these guys. You will not be disappointed. What a talented group of musicians. And, man, they're just bringing the message, man. They're just pounding it and driving it. So they're just awesome. You will not be disappointed. Before the break, we're talking about the month of June. And what happens during the month of June? You know, of course, you got baseball, school's out, things like that. But Father's Day happens in the month of June. So all the golf courses are getting ramped up. You know, all the bait stores are stocking up on worms and crickets and things like that. But we at Servant Warrior Radio, we are, as always, we're blazing trails. And we're doing things differently. We're doing things a little radically. And, you know, and we're looking for ways to do things that's never been done before. And what we are doing this year, we have an initiative called the For My Dad Initiative. And I don't know, you know, I've done some searching, I've done a little bit of research, and I don't see where this has been done this way before in the history of radio. And I could be wrong, but if I am, I'm going to pretend like I'm not. We're going to say this is the first time this has ever been done. But we are going to dedicate an entire show to dads, but not just the show to dads, but the messages that we are going to ask you to send. That is right. We're giving the opportunity for you to send, to record a Father's Day message and send it to us. And we are going to play all of the Father's Day messages that we receive on the June 15th edition of Servant Warrior Radio. That is 2 days before Father's Day. And we just want to give you the opportunity to let your thanks, your shout out to your dad go on the radio. What a cool way to hear. If you're a dad out there and, man, you hear your son or your daughter sending you a message, you listen to the radio and you hear your son say, you know, "Hey, Dad, Jeff here. Just wanted to tell you have a great Father's Day. Tell you how much I love you and I appreciate you. Just wanted to send a message to you. Man, have a great one. You know, something like that. Just sending out a message to your dad, letting them know how much you appreciate them. And you know, this is between now and June 12th. We want you to send your recorded Father's Day messages to For My Dad at ServantWarriorRadio.com. You're going to email us the audio file, and you're going to send it to For My Dad at ServantWarriorRadio.com. That's the number For My Dad at ServantWarriorRadio.com. That's it. You know, it's that easy. You know, what you do is then you send your dad the link to ServantWarriorRadio.com, and then he can listen to the show and hear his Father's Day message from you on the air. It couldn't get much better than that. I mean, you know, you get him a card, you shoot him a phone call, maybe you go and you grab a burger with him or whatever. But man, he, 2 days before, he heard your voice on the radio wishing him a happy Father's Day. Man, that's awesome. As a dad, I'd love that. Now, for those of you who, you know, you guys kind of live apart. Maybe you live on one coast, your dad lives on the other coast, and you guys don't get to, you talk on the phone, but you know, don't get to see each other. This is a great way to honor him and to send him a message. If your dad's serving in the military, especially if your dad is deployed, this is an awesome way to honor him because, you know, one, you send him to the link to the Servant Warrior Radio site. He can go and he can listen to his message from you as well as a great show that is solely dedicated to dads and a great message. We're going to talk to dads and we just want to lift the dads up. And so, you know, it's going to be just a really cool time, Father's Day this year. So again, here's how it works. We want you to record your message and email the audio file to formydad@servantwarriorradio.com. Send them now at midnight on June 12th. Man, I can't take any more because we got to get those things inserted for the show on the 15th. And so we want to get as many as we can. Send us the short message. Try to keep them to a few seconds if you can. So because we want to get as many as we can in the show because we want as many dads just to, man, get their chest pumped out and just to be jacked up to hear their kids, you know, wishing them a happy Father's Day. And, man, just hearing your kid on the radio, man, it's pretty awesome. It's got to be pretty awesome. So I want to encourage you to send your files to us, and we want to lift up dads this month on Father's Day. Now, when we come back, we are going to continue the series, Life is a Highway, and we're going to be talking about GPS. And there are two distinctive types of GPS positioning systems. You got a global positioning system and you have a God positioning system. And I can't tell you how far apart those things are. But when we come back, we're going to talk about them. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
I'm like a lovesick puppet chasing you around, just like a rolling stone, ain't nothing holding me down. This world is crazy, falling in and out of love every day.
We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio, and we are continuing our series, Life is a Highway. And what we're going to talk about now is an incredibly important part of any road trip, direction. The title of today's message is GPS. Which one are you using? Tell you what, I just love my GPS. Everybody's got one. If you've got a smartphone, if you've got an iPhone, you've got GPS capabilities on your phone. If you've got, you know, many of us have a Garmin or a Magellan or a TomTom, and you know, all you got to do is plug in an address, hit go, and it will tell you step by step by step how to get there. And that is a great thing, because let's think about not too many years ago, all we had were maps. Now let's compare them. You know, GPS literally provides direction. It tells us when to turn. Often will give us the best route to take. And if you got those souped up models, it'll actually even tell you that traffic is ahead. And all we have to do is do exactly what it tells us to do. Turn in 500 feet, turn left, turn right onto Main Street, you know, stop here. I mean, literally, it's almost, it's a no-brainer on how to get from point A to point B. Now, contrast that to maps. Maps only show us spatial data, but we've got to interpret that information and make our own directional decisions. Maps don't tell us which is the best route to take. Maps don't offer us traffic issues that we're about to go into a backup where there's a wreck on I-95 or on wreck on I-20. You know, and it doesn't tell us when or where to turn. I mean, I'm looking at a map. You know, if you're looking at a map, it's hard to look at where you have to turn, right? The directional decisions when we're using a map are up to us. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm on a trip and, you know, and I plugged in a coordinates, I don't want to have to look at a map, and or I don't want to have to try to figure out myself if I got to need to turn right up here. I want to listen to the voice in the little Garmin box, and she says, take a left here and take a right there. That's the way I like to go on trips, because I have to be real honest with you. Now, don't tell anybody, but I am directionally challenged. My wife, you can ask my wife. I tell you what, even though I was in the United States Marine Corps and they train you on land navigational capabilities, land nav was never my strong suit, and I am still directionally challenged. So I like the fact that I can plug in an address into my GPS and it will get me there. You know, all I got to do is follow those directions. Now, when we're talking about GPS, there are two types of GPSs when we're considering perspective, especially in life direction, because you know we're paralleling life as a highway in our life, and we're comparing that to a road trip. So when we're plugging, we're asking for direction, we have two different types of GPS that we can use. We have a global positioning system, which represents the world. You know, the directional information that we get is from a worldly perspective, hence the globe and the world. Now, the other GPS that we can use is a God positioning system. It represents direction from a biblical and spiritual perspective. You know, the direction comes from God and His Word. Now, a global positioning system, the world, always points us to self. It's the world's perspective that points us to riches and wealth accumulation and other people's applause and power and our own desires and pleasure and, you know, our own wants. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death. Now, God's positioning system always points us to Him. Proverbs 3:6 says, in all your ways acknowledge the Lord, and He will make your path straight. Proverbs 12:28 says, in the way of righteousness there is life. Along that path is immortality. You know, in Psalm 119:9 asks the question of young people, says, how can a young person stay on the path of purity? The answer, by living according to your word, talking about God's word. And Psalm 119:35-37 says, direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from the worthless things and preserve my life according to your word. Those are pretty good. And those sound like directions coming from the nice lady in the Garmin GPS, doesn't it? Some of you guys remember the old bumper stickers, and it had on there, they said, God is my co-pilot. Well, that is from a global perspective. Because if God is my co-pilot, that means I'm driving. Now, if he's sitting in the navigation seat, if he's sitting in the passenger seat, he's probably telling me, Jeff, you need to turn here. You know what? No, God, this direction looks a lot better. Jeff, you need to take a left up there. You're heading into trouble. No, God, you know what? Look at that. It's clear sailing. When you look at God's perspective, our bumper sticker should say, God is my pilot. That means he's driving. So I'm sitting in the passenger seat, you know, taking part in everything, experiencing everything that's on the road, but saying, God, you know what? I would rather you drive. I've done a bad job. I get lost. I make wrong turns. I just can't keep my, you know, when I'm not paying attention a lot of times. And God, I want you driving, because you know what? You are always paying attention. You're always there. And I can trust the fact that you will get me where I need to go. Now, I always like to have practical application when we're applying the two different types of GPS. Now, you know, this is the fun part. You know, anytime you look at theory, there's got to be an element of practical application. Now, so what I've done is I've thought about an address or a destination, and I want to plug a destination into both GPS systems. So the same destination I'm going to plug in into the global positioning system as in God's positioning system. So here we go. The destination is, are you ready to plug it in? Heaven. So we're going to ask for directions from both systems on how to get to heaven. So we plug it in on the global positioning system. I don't know. We're going to get do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that, be a good person, go to church, do, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, if we get directions to heaven from MapQuest, there are going to be a zillion different turns into directional changes, because I am absolutely convinced that MapQuest gets paid by the mile and by the number of times it tells you to turn. From the world's perspective, when we ask what do we need to do, we are very action-oriented. You know, we say, what do we need to do to get into heaven? Well, Isaiah 64:6 says our righteous acts are like filthy rags. There's nothing that we can do to earn our way into heaven. You think in the book of John, when the crowd was following Jesus after he fed the 5,000, and they were trying to find him, and they realized that he had headed across the water to Capernaum, and they tracked him down, and they said, what must we do to do the works God requires? And that is for eternal life. And Jesus' answer was, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. Now I want to plug that same destination into God's positioning system. When we plug heaven, how do we get to heaven into God's positioning system? We get one directional instruction, Jesus Christ. That's it. John 14:6 says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So, contrast, we're going to plug heaven into the global positioning system, and we're going to get 100 million directional changes, instructions. It is so difficult to try to keep up with where we need to turn and what we need to do here and where we need to stop there and what we need to look for there. We just get lost. We end up in places that we don't need to be, and we're not sure how to get back on the right road. But you know what? When we plug that same destination into God's positioning system, he gives us one instruction, Jesus Christ. Follow him, and I guarantee you get to heaven, because he's the only way to heaven. Isn't that awesome? So today, when somebody asks, hey, did you learn anything new today? Absolutely. I learned the two different types of GPS. One is a global positioning system that will definitely get me lost, and the other is God's positioning system, where I guarantee I'll get exactly where I'm supposed to go. You know, we always end up at the end of the show, I want to give people the opportunity to accept Christ. You know, there's some people out there that say, Jeff, you know what? I've never accepted Christ as my Savior. You know, I've been looking for the world to provide me directional decisions, and I've asked the world for directions, and I keep going and finding myself on the wrong road. I keep finding myself absolutely lost and not sure how to get back. And the more that I ask the world for direction, the more it tells me, you can't get there from here. But you know what? I don't believe that. And from hearing what you're telling me is that if I want to get to heaven, then I just need to ask Christ into my heart. And I want to do that today. And if you've accepted Christ, but you found yourself on the wrong road, you've allowed the world to infuse directional instructions, and you found yourself lost and not sure how to get back, because again, the world keeps telling you know what? You can't get back on that road. You can't get there from here. I'm here to tell you that's a lie from the pit of hell, and that God will always take you back, and he'll get you back on the right road. So if either one of them are you, pray with me right now. Father God, Lord, thank you for what you do. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for forgiving my sins. Lord, I pray that you will take all those things away from me. Lord, I pray for your direction in my life. Lord, I know that the only way that I'm going to get to spend eternity with you is by accepting your son, Jesus, into my heart. I want to do that today. Thank you, God, for loving me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you've made that decision, you have got to email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. Now, also, don't forget, send us your Father's Day messages. You're going to send that audio file to formydad@servantwarriorradio.com. Listen, I can't wait to see you guys next week. We're going to wrap up the Life as a Highway series, and then we're going to dive into some other great stuff. But until then, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and definitely armor up. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.